Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Carson City. On the broadcast today, State Senator Joe Hardy, plus on the Power Pundit panel, Kyle Roerink, Jesse Wadhams, and Ray Bacon. All coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers coverage of the 2015 Nevada Legislature is sponsored by Ahern Rentals, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, and Pro Group Management.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Cowboys aren't born, they're made. Through hard work, long days, learning the ropes. Welcome to the Reno Rodeo. The wildest, richest rodeo in the West, the Reno Rodeo.
Get your tickets today.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You know, everybody's been talking about the Tesla effect. Here's our reality. Construction is booming. Roads are under construction. And the job creation and our market, it's booming. Our stable tax base is growing. And thank you, Governor Sandoval and all of the legislators for delivering on this promise. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Senator Joe Hardy. He's also a doctor, a practicing doctor. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Thanks, Sam. Good to be here.
You know, one of the things that I've noticed over the last 6 months is how many doctors are retiring, not because of Obamacare, not because of Medicare payments, because of computerization. They cannot take all the changes that are going on with computerization. Are you seeing this in your practice?
So not only are we seeing doctors retiring, but we're seeing doctors get older. So older doctors basically have a choice. You know, what do you want to do? Do you want to stay in practice or do you want to get out of practice now? And so that is one of the dynamics that's happening with filling the shoes. Now they're empty shoes with all the people that need to come into the practices.
And this is just going to make the situation in Nevada even worse. I mean, we're trying to ramp up the medical school. You've got to be delighted with the fee, not necessarily the fee, but the money going towards the medical school in Las Vegas. But we're going to have a huge gap in doctors.
So the real question is not just Nevada, but nationwide. So we're competing nationwide for physicians. And the real challenge that we have is graduate medical education residencies. So you tend to stay where you do your residency, and that's what Nevada needs probably more than anything else right now is residencies or graduate medical education.
Now, you're involved with Touro down in Southern Nevada. Renowned medical center, the hospital in Northern Nevada, is pairing with the medical school to provide more residencies. Are you seeing more of that happening in Southern
Nevada?
Yes.
In fact, the governor has put in his budget money to stimulate the whole graduate medical education opportunity. Yes, hospitals tend to take about $2 to $3 million to start up a residency program, whether that be 3 residents or 4 residents or 12 residents or whatever. So the startup is kind of crucial for the chief financial officer of a hospital. So if they say, oh, we're only down $2 to $3 million, then they have a job somewhere else. The graduate medical education is really the key component to what we need in Nevada right now.
I wanted to ask you about the death penalty. You know, we had a whole bunch of discussion here about, you know, the chamber in Ely needing almost $1 million to be refurbished. You know, a lot of people are looking at this and saying, you know, it just seems like that's a waste of money, but we can't do it in Carson City anymore because it's not, ironically, up to ADA standards. What do you think, A, about the death penalty and about spending this kind of money?
I think if you talk to the victims of somebody who has been murdered in lots of different ways that doesn't really make any difference how they've been murdered, but if you talk about the victims, I think there is closure that the victim's family has when a death penalty is actually accomplished. Speaking of closure, that usually takes a long time. There are a lot of appeals
decades
that go
in many
on.
Cases.
So it's an unusual circumstance, and I would hope that we never have to use the death penalty because I would hope that we never have criminals do things that aren't good. But that hope is kind of short-lasted when you look at the fact that criminals still exist and people still have problems and people are still victims. And so I think I respect the court judicial process that goes through that allows for closure of those kinds of things that are a victim's rights, I'll call them.
And are you then supportive of the death penalty?
I'm supportive of the death penalty as properly administered.
Okay, well then that brings us to death with dignity, which you mm-hmm. opposed. And it kind of surprised me in a lot of ways, because I know you, I've known you a long time, mm-hmm. you're a very thoughtful man. What was your main opposition? Is it religious grounds that you were opposed to this on?
So I don't know if you remember, Shen, it's been a long program that we've been on, but I'm a doctor. And we don't kill people. I mean, it just isn't what we do. However, we do allow people to have hospice care, to have palliative care. And so one of the arguments for the death with dignity is the pain thing, the suffering thing. And we can do things with that. So if we prolong the life of somebody who has grandchildren, children, we give them an opportunity to enjoy those interactions. Whereas the hospice care, we recognize that if you have a terminal disease and you know that you're going to die and your family knows that you're going to die, then we make that suffering at best minimal. And so that's what we do.
Okay, but it's not the doctor who is going to be administering this drug. It's going to be the patient who is administering it. It is them doing it themselves, having gone through, and we had Senator Parks on the program and had a very thoughtful discussion with him as well about this. There are many steps that are taken, several doctors, and it's not something that you can just go and do and it's done. But I mean, I can go by, say I have some horrible illness, and I just don't want to go on. I want it to be done. I can go get a gun, and I can cause a problem for myself to end my life, but also leave a horrible situation for the firemen, whoever have to come, the family. Whereas if I could go and do it the medical route, as they do in Oregon and as they do in Washington, then it would be me self-administrating with a clear knowledge of what I was doing, and I don't see where the conflict is if it's my choice.
I think you're right. That is your opinion.
Of course. Absolutely. This is a discussion.
It's not my opinion. Most of the people who, quote, want to kill themselves, commit suicide, I'll call it.
End life.
End life is a euphemistic word for the same thing. They have a depression. They have something that's treatable. So even if you have a terminal disease, one of the mistakes I think that we consider as physician is, oh my goodness, you have a terminal disease, so therefore you don't have any opportunity to feel good. So if we as physicians recognize that when somebody's depressed, even with a terminal disease, and we treat the chemistry that's involved with the depression of having bad news, for instance, then we have an opportunity to allow them to feel better and feel like they can be contributing, if nothing else, than to be there for their family and to have all of those little children, grandchildren, etc., be a part of, yes, I knew Grandpa when. And so, yes, I think there is a movement nationwide, internationally, to allow people to end their own life. I'm not part of that.
Okay, but I guess I come back to the same thing, which is that I have lots of horrible ways to be able to commit suicide, take my own life. And I'm putting it on me because I absolutely would want that opportunity. I would hate to ever leave Nevada, but if I didn't have the opportunity here, I would move to Washington or Oregon. If I had some horrible disease, I wouldn't want my family to watch me suffer. I wouldn't want my family to not be able to communicate with the person that they knew, but somebody who was a mere shell of themselves and who wanted to end this for themselves and for their family. I don't see why, and especially as a conservative, somebody who is against the nanny state, it seems to me that if I say to you and I am able to go through all the psychological profiles that you know I'm of sound mind, that I shouldn't be allowed to do that. I'm not asking you to do it. I'm just asking that I get the prescription so I can take that without having to do something far more horrible.
I think your point is well taken. I think recognizing that other people have other opinions, I think, is rational. In as much as there are many people who have physicians who differ, then you find the physician that will work for you and work with you. But what I try to do with my patients is I try to say, okay, let's make your life as comfortable as we can, recognizing that you have challenges with that. So I firmly believe that the comfort, the relief of pain, and decreasing the anxiety that goes along with that, and certainly treating the depression that goes along with that, are key things to allow that person to have not maybe a meaningful life of production, but a meaningful life of relationships that allow you to have be remembered, as it were, even if, quote, you have suffered, but that you did that with some pleasant nature to it, because I remember when I was at his bedside, as it were. And strangely enough, I'm not sure it's always the person who is, quote, at the bedside who is ending their life, as much as the person who is on Facebook ending their life. And that I struggle with that kind of thing.
I'm sorry, I'm not sure I understand what you mean.
So if a person is on Facebook saying, I'm going to end my life on such and such a date, I wonder if that is for other reasons than I'm suffering, as much as I'm going to suffer, or I have no hope that I won't suffer, or somebody's not going to help me through the suffering.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I just think that's a topic for a whole different show that we could discuss the ramifications of Facebook. Let's take a break. Time for another couple of quick questions. We'll be right back with Dr. Joe Hardy after this timeout.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with State Senator Joe Hardy, who is also a doctor. Parental notification has been another big issue here at the legislature. Are there enough votes to get this through in the Senate?
I think there's a swell of people who are coming forward and letting their legislators know what they think. And I think that swell of people is going to have some influence. Right now, I don't have the votes. I've told people that that will have to have 11 votes on the floor before I bring it forward, because I have to have a majority vote pass it out of the Senate. Recognizing that it's already passed out of the Assembly, I think that's pretty crucial. And so if you poll people, I wouldn't be surprised 70-80% of people, particularly who are parents, who say, yes, I want to be involved with my child's life.
You know, and it's interesting, you know, we had Elisa Cafferata on the program yesterday, mm-hmm. and talking about it. She's with Planned Parenthood, obviously. Did her testimony make any difference to you? Because she gave lots of different reasons of why it would be very difficult for parental notification in this instance, that there were lots of cases, especially in rural Nevada, for example, where even if you were able to go to a district court, the idea that it would be kept private would be almost impossible.
We actually talked about a guardian ad litem, in other words, a guardian being appointed. So there's a mechanism where if that person is in a situation where they can't trust the parents to do something, there is a mechanism around that. So I don't know that her testimony sways anybody. I don't know that the other testimony side sways anybody. I think this is one where people have figured out, I'm over here or I'm over here. And I think that's why I say if you look at a poll, you're going to find that the people who are parents or used to be parents or want to be parents are going to say, I want to be involved with my child's life.
But what about circumstances where the parent may be on drugs, alcohol, divorced, homeless? There are lots of situations where, in a perfect world, we would love to see parents be involved, but it's not always possible.
And that's where the guardian situation is available. So if a person's in that situation, we have a way that they can be rescued.
All right, and that's where we've got to leave it. Always a pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you, Sam.
Some serious issues today, but we really appreciate your comments. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Nevada Newsmakers coverage of the 2015 Nevada Legislature is sponsored by Ahern Rentals, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, and Pro Group Management.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We represent the key component of Governor Sandoval's new Nevada, economic diversification through economic development. National competition demands we must maintain this momentum, because newly developing industries require creative solutions. The things you do today will affect our tomorrow. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
The Neon Dragonfly Eclectic Boutique is located at 214 California Avenue, featuring unique gifts, fabulous hats, and our specialty women's apparel. A diverse collection of tasteful styles at affordable prices. The Neon Dragonfly, Reno's favorite eclectic boutique, across from the Nevada Museum of Art.
Get the most out of your TV experience with UVerse from AT&T. Call now to switch to UVerse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles, and keep that same great price for 2 years guaranteed. Plus, get a total home DVR included for life. Take your viewing experience to the next level with the amazing digital picture from UVerse. An upgrade to get over 210 HD channels. That's more than cable. Plus, the UVerse TV network is over 99% reliable, so you can depend on your TV service. Get UVerse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles and keep that same great price for 2 years guaranteed. Call an AT&T expert now to switch. Enjoy an incredible TV experience with an amazing picture, all for the same great price for 2 years guaranteed. You want it? UVerse has it. It's entertainment inspired by you. Only from AT&T.
The Neon Dragonfly Eclectic Boutique is located at 214 California Avenue, featuring unique gifts, fabulous hats, and our specialty women's apparel. A diverse collection of tasteful styles at affordable prices. The Neon Dragonfly, Reno's favorite eclectic boutique, across from the Nevada Museum of Art.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers. Quick note here, starting next week on Monday, Nevada Newsmakers in Northern Nevada will air at noon on Channel 4, not 11:30, but noon. So reset your DVRs. Great Power Pundit panel as always. Carl Roerink is here, political reporter for Las Vegas Sun. Ray Bacon is the head of the Nevada Manufacturers Association. And Jesse Wadhams is off council with Fenimore Craig. So as we wind down here, still lots of stuff in play. It looks like finally we're all going to be able to use Uber and Lyft, and there's going to be a lot more money for a medical school in Southern Nevada if the governor goes ahead and signs this. Jesse?
Well, I think that's right. In full disclosure, we represent a cab company, but I think it appears as of now that there's at least a system for regulating the Uber and ride-sharing apps. So I think I tend to think the governor is pretty likely to sign that, but and I heard that they're probably going to try to get up and running by this summer.
July 1st, what I understand for Uber. Is the taxi cab industry satisfied that they're going to have to pay a 3% tax here, but they get to stay in the game?
Oh, I think the jury's still out on that. I think that's a pretty big hit to the bottom line when you get right down to it. I mean, that's 3% on top of everything else that is collected in terms of rides. So that's a fair bit of money added to the tab.
Ray, instead of going to the PUC, it goes to the Tax Cab Authority, which is where it should be, right?
Well, remember, at one point in time, all the transportation stuff was in the PUC, if you go back 20 years. So I said to one of the PUC folks, I said, where's Randy Jackson when we need him? Because he was the last guy that was the transportation guy at the Public Service Commission. He's been retired 20 years.
Okay,
So it's been done before.
All right. As we're wrapping things up here, the solar industry, where are we with all of this at this point in time?
You know, the governor stepped in over the weekend, big compromise between the solar industry and NV Energy. This compromise, it's going to put this in the hands of the PUC, so we'll never have again in the legislature what we have this session. It also gives the solar industry a little wiggle room for the rest of the year, so they can keep adding customers.
And the cap won't come into play?
And the cap's not going to come into play. There's going to be enough wiggle room for the solar industry to just keep adding. And then the PUC is going to do a study for something more permanent. Well, it's actually NV Energy is going to do a study. Then the PUC is going to decide on a more permanent measure.
So the solar industry...
Let me correct that.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. The legislature is not going to be disengaged from this thing because the bigger issue is across the board net metering and distributed generation. And the legislature is going to be back involved in that, whether they want to be involved in that or not. And it's going to change. The entire generation market is going to change. I go back to what was it, 2001, when we deregulated and then re-regulated. If we'd stayed deregulated, we'd be ahead right now.
Kyle, you want to respond?
Well, I just want to know on how on net metering is the legislature going to still be involved, because this requires the PUC to...
I understand that, but right now this is almost exclusively focused on the solar industry, and that's not the only net metering
of course
issue, and that's where the rest of it's going to get involved. Okay. You got new technologies that'll wow your socks.
Okay, and I have the socks to be wowed. So Susie Lee, the wife of Dan Lee, is jumping into CD4. So you've got Ruben Kiwan and you've got Lucy Flores in there. John Oseguera is also talking about this. Your thoughts on This is going to be a crazy race here.
That's going to be a very crazy race. I mean, that's what at least a four-way primary for the Democratic nomination, assuming they all stay in. Crescent Hardy, it's a tough road for him to go because that's not it's a tough district. It tends to lean pretty Democratic. So he's going to, you know, but a bruising four-way primary could certainly help the incumbent anyway.
And that's one of the tough things is that you have a situation where a lot of money is going to be spent, and by the end of the primary, everybody's going to be broke, and Crescent Hardy will be sitting there with all the cash.
Yeah. And he's done, you know, from what I hear, and obviously we don't live in that district, but from what I hear, he's done a pretty good job with constituents at this stage of the game, considering he's only been there, what, 4 months?
Well, but the tail of the tape there is Stephen Horsford did a lot for constituents as well and got hammered in that district.
That's right, and that all came down to money, in the last 2 or 3 weeks of a really tight election and the way this primary is shaping up, Sam. And, you know, it sounds like it could be that way.
Good for broadcasters, though. So, quickly, are we going to get out of here on time, or are we looking at multiple special sessions?
Oh, we're definitely going to have a special session or two, I think.
Ray?
Multiple special sessions.
Kyle?
I can't deny those guys.
Okay, and even if we tried. Okay, thank you all very much, and we'll be right back on the Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We worked for the insurance companies. We know their tricks.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
Now more than ever, Fiat of Reno has even more ways to make buying a Fiat a no-brainer. For starters, how about a new Fiat Pop for just $13,995? That's our lowest price for a 2015 Fiat Pop with front-wheel drive and gets up to 40 miles per gallon highway. Or how about saving up to $5,000 off a new Fiat 500L? That's right, $5,000. And if that's not enough, we're also offering 0% APR for 60 months on all models. Take it from me, if you test drive a Fiat, you'll buy a Fiat.
You know, my dad passed away from cancer when I was 31 years old.
My wife's mother is a breast cancer survivor.
My mother is now in the very last stages of lung cancer.
You know, I think that cancer affects all of us in some way.
It's so devastating.
We tried to make this spot humorous in the past, but cancer's serious business. That's why we and these other local sponsors support the American Cancer Society.
Please join us.
Show your support.
Please join us at the Suits and Sneakers Gala.
Experience the natural beauty and energetic nightlife of the Reno Sierra Nevadas. Whitney Peak Hotel is the only luxury non-gaming hotel in Reno. Enjoy the panoramic views of the mountains in one of our spacious rooms. Centrally located in the heart of downtown, guests can participate in both urban and outdoor adventures. Tackle the world's tallest climbing wall at Base Camp. Indulge in locally provided cuisine at Heritage Restaurant. And enjoy world-renowned and local artists at Cargo. For the best in luxury and adventure, choose Whitney Peak.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
When you've been injured, you're going to have questions.
We have the answers and the experience.
Call Galloway and Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
On our next broadcast, a little bit of a change of pace with Captain Roy Rogers of the drone program. We'll see you then.